You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Connor's here now. What's going on?
Yep, so New Caledonia is just voted for an independence referendum to remain with France after 20 years of kind of deliberating over how they were going to do a referendum, how they're going to reconcile the nationalist and pro-French sides in the country. You know, this is a country like New Zealand that's had a long history of colonial oppression, seen the indigenous Kanaks have their land, their resources seized and confiscated and given to French settlers, and kind of leaving them as a kind of very, very poor section of society with very little kind of a political voice. However, what I'm going to do is, because interestingly enough, France did not do what the UK did with their colonies, where they kind of devolved them into these autonomous things and gradually gave them sovereignty, and then, you know, now they're sovereign states. They never had that ambiguity under the crown, so, because they were a republic, so they, all their colonies were either intrinsically part of France, given referendums, or they were kind of pressured into giving them independence during the kind of decolonization period of the 60s and 70s. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at France's relationship with their former colonies and current colonies, and particularly going to look in at Africa, because that's where the biggest disputes are. I'd love to go into nuclear testing in French Polynesia. I'd love to go into the riots in Martinique and Guadeloupe. I'd love to go into the space testing and the clearing of jungles and indigenous tribes in French Guiana, but I literally do not have time to do that, which is a shame. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about France-Afrique, which is a policy that the French government have towards their former colonies in Africa. So France was always reluctant to let go of its colonies after years of kind of having an imperial inferiority complex towards the UK. They always wanted to compete with empire, but their empire was never quite as big as the UK. So even though much of Africa went independent, France still very much has its finger in the economic pie over there, so to speak. So France adopted this policy called France-Afrique towards Africa, where they let the countries go independent but still had first dibs on resources there, and kind of unofficially reserved the right to overthrow rulers they don't like very much that threaten their economic interests. So it kind of started in a positive sense in the 60s under Charles de Gaulle, infamous French president that he was, with the independent leader of the Ivory Coast called Félix Houphouët-Boigny, and this was actually a term coined by Boigny himself, because he saw his country's development as only being possible through economic partnership with France. Now, this kind of worked out for the Ivory Coast itself. I mean, the Ivory Coast has a very good relationship with France; it's very equal. They trade. The Ivory Coast is now one of the richest, fastest developing countries in Africa, despite all the civil wars they've gone through in the last few years, which is kind of amazing. This kind of got transitioned into something that was quite neo-colonial. So it's why it's not uncommon, if you look at French media, to see pictures of Hollande or Macron or even former President Sarkozy standing next to authoritarians like Paul Biya of Cameroon, Denis Nguesso of the Congolese Republic, or Omar Bongo of Gabon. And the opinion of the policy has been mixed. Some see the interventions as being, such as in North Mali, as key to regional stability, where the French essentially fended off ISIS in the Sahara Desert, which kind of stopped Mali from turning into an Islamic caliphate, which was, you know, that was something that was generally supported regionally and in France. But others see it as basically encouraging dictators and, you know, basically saying to dictators that you can abuse your power and your people and your country's funds just as long as you let our oil companies, Elf, Total, and Total, get access to your oil reserves and let France have full access to gold, minerals, diamonds, etc., etc. So it's very controversial at the moment that is in France as a form of neo-colonialism, and particularly now that there's always controversy when those dictators come to France and kind of live it up with the president, get invited to state dinners, etc., etc., because it's still seen as it brings back memories for the French people of Paris being this kind of haven for African authoritarians to live it up and spend their country's funds that they've embezzled on posh sort of apartments and stuff. So, what has France done to amend that? They've done this policy called bien mal acquis, which translates to ill-gotten goods. So, they've actually started prosecuting African dictators who have got assets they've embezzled hidden away in metropolitan France. And they've confiscated and prosecuted them under French law. Best example is Teodoro Obiang of Equatorial Guinea had two Parisian apartments, three Bugatti Veyrons, and three Ferraris, all purchased on state funds, stolen from him. You know, just kind of round that policy off, because it's still ongoing and it's still sort of it's still ongoing, but it's very much more under the radar than it was under, say, Charles de Gaulle or François Mitterrand, where you still have instances like African Francophone soldiers marching with French troops in Paris on Bastille Day. That happened 5 years ago. You still have Elf and Total that have massive reserves in the Congo that they aren't going to give up. And the French have intervened 30 times so far since decolonization in West Africa. And it doesn't seem like they're going to stop. Whenever anyone pulls them up on it, and it has been pulled up in the General Assembly, those are the only times France uses its General Security Council veto. So, yeah, France, in light of this, is you got to kind of keep an eye on them, because, you know, their neo-colonial policy is very under the radar, but it is definitely still there. And so in the context of New Caledonia and the other kind of territories in the Pacific, just watch and see what they do. Yeah, is what I'll say, because, yeah, they still are engaging in some pretty, not cool stuff in Africa and abroad. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Connor.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.